It's 8:45. Live from the KIOS studios, I'm your host, Mike Hogan, and my guest today, Mary Fraser Mainz, the Executive Director of the Youth Emergency Services, and I'm quoting here from yesomaha.org. Each night, hundreds of youth in the Omaha metro area are homeless. Many of these youth have been physically, emotionally, or sexually abused, making it unsafe for them to return home. The question is, where do they go? And Mary, I believe you have the answer.
We do. Youth Emergency Services provides many resources to connect these young people, first to get them safe, and then to get them on the path to success. Our goal is to empower them to become self-sufficient. So first we have a street outreach center where we go out on the street and invite the youth back to the street outreach center. They want to be invisible, and so we want to help them get back on track. At the street outreach center, they can get a hot meal, they can get all their basic needs met, see a therapist, and see a nurse. And then if they need more services, we can connect them to other things.
And just getting to granular details, I mean, do your staff that are going out, are they in marked vehicles so these youth know that they're being approached by someone who's safe?
Yes.
How does that work?
We have a wrapped van that says yes, and we have staff who wear yes wear, and they go in pairs because it's really important for safety. Oftentimes we take a young person with us because they know where the other people are, where young people are. And if you're a youth and you see a bunch of adults, you might not approach them. But if you see another young person with them, they might approach the youth. And we invite them back to the street outreach center where they can get everything they need, and we can connect them to other things.
How many beds do you have?
Well, we need more beds.
Sure.
We have the capacity to serve about 25 at a time. We served over 42 in housing last year. We served 3,300, though, for the whole year for all of our services. The street outreach is the gateway to our services.
3,300 different homeless youth.
Yes, in the Omaha.
Here in Omaha,
yep.
Metro.
And including Council Bluffs.
Wow, it's a staggering number when you think about it. Is there an age start and cutoff for these children? Because quite frankly, anybody younger than me, I kind of consider near the child area, and I'm getting older every year. So what is your age delineation there?
It depends on the program. For Street Outreach Center, it could be 12 to 21. For our emergency shelter, it's 16 to 20. And for transitional housing, it's 18 to 21. They need to be able to live in their own place and we teach them how to get back in school, how to get a job, and they have to do community service. We teach them daily living skills so that they can be successful. We want to get them back in the community and get them to be on the path to be taxpaying citizens, good people, and connected to anything they need in the community.
So if I'm hearing this correctly, then this is the opportunity for these youngsters to get a place to stay and are taught the skills and the methodologies necessary to support themselves at some level with a support group behind them, right?
Correct. And they learn how to pay rent. When they're in our program, they pay rent. And then when they leave, they get 80% of it back. So where do you get to pay rent and get money back? So it's a pretty good deal, and it helps them learn how to pay rent in a safe situation.
Now, these services you provide, they are free to the youth, but they don't come to you for free. How do you raise money for this kind of thing?
We've diversified our funding, and we have a lot of grants, and we get some federal money. But locally, coming up on August 3rd is Dance for a Chance, and it's a really fun fundraiser. We have 8 local community leaders who are paired with professional dancers, and they dance, and people can vote for them, and that's how we raise money to help homeless youth.
That's great. So it's a little bit of a dancing with the community stars, if you will, to
yes.
In order to raise money. Sounds like a wonderful event. That's August 3rd. Where does this happen?
Omaha Design Center. It's at 6 o'clock, and we have valet parking. It's really fun. It's cocktail wear, and nobody who comes has to dance, just the professionals and the dancers. So people are worried that if I come to Dance for a Chance, well, I have to dance. But no, you do not. And you will learn more about yes when you go to that event. We still have tickets available. It's still available to support YES through this event. And you can learn much more about YES, because this is such a short time, and I appreciate being on the radio, at yesomaha.org.
Sure, that's very good. It's a very optimistic program. I'm sure you have a lot of success stories. In about 30 seconds, can you give me an example, not a person's name, but where somebody's life has just transitioned for the better because of being found and helped?
There's many, many stories. I'll tell the story about a young woman who was in high school, and she was having trouble with her grades, and the school counselor brought her in, and they found out she was sleeping in a car, not even her own car, and she was having her friend take her to school every day. Think about being a teenager. How do you get ready for school? How do you do your studies? And she got back on track, and she now has a job.
And if you think about the drive that she had herself to go to school, to not give up, that's an amazing story.
Yes.
YesOmaha.org is the website. Mary, thank you so much. Morning Edition continues now.